Welcome to RingCentral Conferencing. Please enter your access code followed by the pound. Access code accepted. There are 3 other participants in this conference. Please announce yourself.
Good morning, great day. This is Coach Mike Husson. Welcome to today's call, and I want to thank you guys for being here. A couple of quick things. If you are on this call today, listening to it on the October 3rd, 2018, today at 12 o'clock, we're going to be doing a group call talking about for sale by owners with one of my clients in Canada, Scott Ziegler. So look forward to attend that, and you should have an email with the same phone number at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So hope that you can join in that call today. So today I want to talk about a real critical area, and that is on going through all of your leads and making sure that in this next quarter and actually going into 2019 especially, more of a standard than anything is to make sure that you are always up to date with your leads. And it's important that you call every lead that you have now. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people and they got literally, for a better way of saying it, stacks and stacks of leads in folders, and they got them all dispersed all over their desk, or worse is that they get these things and then they end up finding them, and then they end up calling them, and they end up finding out the person did something already without their services. So we want to make sure that we clean up and get up to date with every lead that we have that is going on right now. The importance of understanding about leads is really a lot of times is defining what a lead is. And really at the end of the day, it comes down to very much which we're going to talk about tomorrow on the qualifying process. Now, up front, when you speak to somebody and you offer your services, or it could be an expired listing or a for sale by owner or a circle prospecting call or a referral or a past client, whatever the case is, you're going to get some general ideas up front that these folks want to do something. And then our goal is obviously to follow up with them. One of the most important things that we also need to keep in mind here is that 80%, if not more, of your appointments will come from lead follow-up. You got to write that one down. 80%, if not more, of your appointments will come from lead follow-up. A lot of folks in this business or in sales overall get disenchanted because they're speaking to somebody, they strike up a conversation, they find out there's some form of a need, they maybe even qualify it to a certain degree, and they go for an appointment or they close for a next step with that individual and nothing occurs. Making the attempt is important, and pre-qualifying to the very best of your ability is very important. However, what's more important is that we have to get that not everybody on that very first call will proceed to an appointment. Not everybody. We'd like to say, I make a call, strike up an interest, a conversation, we qualify, they have an exciting interest in wanting to do business with us, we have the same feeling as well, and then we say, when can we come by today at 4 or would 5 o'clock be better? And they say, yes, come on over, I can't wait to meet you. We'd love to hear that, and I'm going to tell you, that does happen from time to time. There's something that connects with you and that individual, whether it's face-to-face or on the phone. So it's important that you understand that the money is in the lead follow-up. I know you've heard this probably a million times from 2 million different people, but I'm going to say this, and I'm pretty adamant about it because it is a truth, and it is not a fantasy, and it is not anything that we must misunderstand, because our challenge here, guys, is if we don't effectively follow up with people, and let's say we decide, okay, yesterday we talked about finding business, prospecting, lead generation, whatever you want to call it. And we go out there and find these people. We generate leads. And here's the challenge. If we don't, first of all, understand that 80 to 90% of our opportunity, our appointments, come as a result of the lead follow-up, and we don't follow up with the people that we've prospected, the ones that we have actually struck an interest up with, what happens is if we don't follow up with them, we end up stopping our prospecting altogether because we made an unconscious and even a conscious decision to say, gosh, man, Mike was right. I prospect. Oh, my gosh, look at all these leads. And then you stuff them in a folder, put them on your desk, put them in a file, wherever you're keeping them, and then you never do anything with them because you got your feelings hurt, you felt rejected, they didn't say yes the first time out, a lot of different factors that keep you from actually following up with that particular lead. Or you made a determination in your mind that maybe they really weren't one side. The other side is, or you made a determination in your own mindset, which is very normal, that you're not really prepared when they do say yes. So you may get leads and you may cause them to become leads when in reality, in some cases, you may be able to actually set an appointment, but you avoid setting the appointment because you don't want to hear, yes, come on over, meet me, let's meet, whatever the case might be, because we are not prepared to deal with that presentation. And I'll talk about that as far as the listing presentation in a couple of calls from now. So it's important that we get why we don't call leads and understand that and get this, guys, and I hate to sound redundant here, but it's very important that you keep in mind that the 80% rule plus is in effect always, all right? So those are some quick points on that. What I also want to make sure is to keep in mind, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, when do I follow up with leads? What are the best practices there as it relates to following up with leads? And there's that list of ideas that are floating out there that, well, we should follow up with leads, and if they don't do something within the first two or three or four calls, that you throw them out. Now, there might be some cases where it should be like that, and frankly, if we're carrying leads that have never done anything, we're trying to call them, they never call us back, we set appointments, they never follow through, they're always canceling, I'm going to definitely encourage you to move on from that, because what happens is we overlook good opportunities for the stuff that we have. The stuff that we have sometimes may appear to be possibilities, it may appear to be potential, but what ends up happening, because there's no confrontation, there's, again, going back to this being prepared thing, something that we have to consider here. We carry leads because they're not really setting anything. It's weird, but it's true. I go, I got all these leads, Mike, and I'm not going to, they're not doing anything, but I got leads in my book. So we work on keeping those leads because there's no confrontation with the meeting. There's no next step with it. So, but we can call it a lead in its essence. But what I want to make sure that we do here is make a determination that if it is a good lead, that we keep it in the pipeline. So there's current leads that we have wanting to do something in, let's say, the next 5, 10, or 30 days. That's the A type of a lead, okay? The B type of a lead that I like to call, which I use the ABCD mentality around following up with leads, is the A method is less than 30 days they want to do something. A very hot lead is something in the next 5 days. Okay, that's something that it's really more of logistics. You got to just set the appointment or not set the appointment, but you got to arrange the appointment and make that happen. Everybody's on the same page of doing an appointment. You just got to set the time and make those arrangements. That's a pretty hot lead, everything else being equal within the framework of the qualification. So the A type leads are people that you're going to deal with in the next 30 days. And those people have a want, they have a need, they have a time frame, and they got a good motivation behind why they want to do something. There's a solid idea. It may not be perfect at this given moment, but they're sure, yes, we definitely want to do this. We're just not kind of certain when that we want to start doing it this week or next week, but yes, definitely we want to do something. And that will come from your qualification process, which, again, we'll talk about at another time. So you're going to determine that that's a 30-day lead. They want to do something in this time frame. Anything from 30 to 90 days is what I call the B leads. And those B leads want to do something. They just want to do it at a different time. And it's up to us to determine when that is in our communication process. The C leads are 90 days plus. 90 days plus, and I'm talking about plus into a year or two. I'm talking about either 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, or so. Those leads are what we call nowadays the nurturers. These are the people that we're going to nurture them. They're in our database. They want to do something. They're going to be retiring in a few months, and the timing is just not right now, but they definitely want to do something. And you've determined that together with them. You've determined that together with them. Don't say you've determined it yourself. You have to determine it together with them, because that's the bonding, that's the relationship that you're establishing now to have the ability to do work with them into the future. And nurturing is a very, very powerful opportunity, because a lot of people negate that. Again, going back to the idea of just throwing out leads because they're not doing anything today, yeah, that might be true in some cases, as I said, but at the end of the day, guys, we want to keep in mind there are some folks that we want to keep in touch with over time. So let's make sure that we manage that process. The D, we have the A, the B, the C, the D, and that D is to discard them. Get rid of them if they're never going to do anything. If they're not following through with your guide, your goals, your objectives, your standards that you've established for your business. And don't let that derail you from it, because you don't want to, again, as I said a second ago, you don't want to let that get in your way of creating newer opportunity. Okay. The last thing I want to talk about today is really in managing your leads. Now, there's a lot more points to this lead stuff, but at the end of the day, let's first of all, before I finalize my thought on this, is let's make sure that we're actually generating leads. Okay, let's qualify them out. If somebody wants to do something, they have a time, and they got a time, and they got a motivation to do something. The other thing I want to make sure that I'm clear about, it is up to you to understand that some people, and I'm going to use the example of for sale by owner, we're talking about that today, are sometimes testing us to see how much we're going to actually follow up with them. I mean, I've had clients you've called, and it happened to me. I know that. It's probably happened to you. If not, it will. People say, you know, you're the only person who's ever followed up with you, and because of that, you got the appointment. Just for the fact that I was being a pain in the ass, and I was trying to push off. I was going to see how hard you're going to work to get my business. And if you worked hard to get my business, I know you're going to work hard to sell my house. Come on over. Let's meet. I want to sign the contract. No questions asked. So that's a part of that. The last thing I want to talk about is really the management of your leads. Guys, don't let that go, okay? Create a book. Technology is fine if you can manage it well, and as long as it's not taking you a lot of time. I do my stuff on paper, and then once it's to a next step, like an appointment of that nature, then it goes into the technology to manage it through a CRM. However, the best practices are either 3x5 cards, quick and dirty. I started out with 3x5 cards, then I moved to a lead sheet to keep track of that. And I will put up a lead sheet on the website, realprofitbuilders.com, where this podcast will be and this audio will be for you, so you can download that and use it to your leisure. The goal here is put them in a book, put them in a box, someplace specific. Don't strew them all over the place with post-it notes and yellow notepads. If you take notes while you're talking to somebody, that's fine on a yellow pad, but rip this pad out and attach it to something that you'll never forget it and put it together. Keep it organized. I use a 3-ring binder, and you put your leads in there and you keep it organized, and I'll put a very simple step-by-step process for you in there. So guys, about lead follow-up, let's gut out all of our leads for this last quarter. Let's take everything that we've got. If you're not going to do anything with them, do yourself a favor and throw them out. I'm okay with that. I hope you want to be okay with it too. Just start fresh if that's what it's required. If you're not going to, minimally call them up and say, hey, this is Mike at ABC Realty. I'm just following up. Did you want to buy? Did you want to sell? Did you want to invest? Just checking in with you. Well, yes, we are. Tell me a little bit more about that. And then arrange from that conversation, if there's a forward movement on it, let's sit down, let's talk, let's have a talk conversation now, and let me ask you some more questions, and then we take it to the next step. That's the simplicity of really doing lead follow-up. There's nothing more complicated than that. It's just a quick checking in, seeing how you're doing, and then we go from there. And then one final point, and then I'm done. And that is, when you set up a follow-up with people, guys, is to make sure that you have a time and a date specific. Because a lot of times we say, well, call me back in a couple of weeks and we'll talk. No problem. We hang up the phone, and what's a couple of weeks? To them, it might be a week. To you, it might be 3 weeks. To somebody else, it might be 2 weeks. We don't know. But let's get specific with our prospects and say, okay, so it seems like a couple of weeks means 2 weeks from now. So that would be 2 weeks from today, which would be Tuesday. Would 2 o'clock work for you? Yes, it would. Fantastic. So I'm going to make a note in my calendar, Mr. Buyer, Mr. Seller, to call you at 2 o'clock on Tuesday the 15th. I look forward to speaking with you then. If you have any additional questions, feel free to reach out to me. In the meantime, I look forward to speaking with you on the 15th. And that's it. Then your goal is to make sure you write that down and do not miss making that call, regardless if they pick up or not. Because that, again, could be a test that you don't want to fail if you don't call them, even if you're a minute late. You call them at 2 o'clock, and you say, hi, this is Mike with ABC Realty. I'm just following up with you based on our conversation. People will be more inclined to remember you because you have established a specific day and a specific time, and you actually did it. If they don't answer, it goes to voicemail, say, this is Mike. You say, this is 2 o'clock, and I'm following up per my appointment to call you at this time. We spoke 2 weeks ago to remind them a little bit. I'm looking forward to talking to you. My best number, my best times to call me back today are have a great day, and that's it. So I'm done today, guys. Get aggressive on your follow-up. Get aggressive with your leads. We'll get some more points online for you. Go out there today. Make it a great day. Again, in this time frame of October 3rd, 2018, be on the call at noon today if you can get a quick moment. It's going to be about 30 to 40 minutes. It's a lot in depth and detail and questions about working for sale by owners. And we'll talk a little bit more about some leads and how to manage those lead follow-ups with those for sale by owners. Go make it a great day. We'll talk to you soon.